Hi, I'm Josh James, and this is WUKY's Bookmarks. On this episode, we are talking about Lex Pomo. Now, as a philosophy buff, the first thing I think when I hear Pomo is postmodern, but that's not what this stands for. We're talking about Lexington Poetry Month, and I'm back with Jay McCoy, the designated poetry man at Morris Bookshop, to chat about some suggestions for local readers who may not know where to start with this. So welcome, Jay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, give us a little background on Lex Pomo and the corresponding writing challenge that I believe was invented by Morris Bookshop alumnus.
Yeah. It stands for Lexington Poetry Month. At the Mobo Show, you know, we like to shorten things down. And Lexington Poetry Month does a writing challenge where you write a poem a day. So within the course of the 30 days of June, you come up with 30 poems with that. We partner with Accents Publishing, and on the Accents Publishing blog, each of the poets who have signed up can post their poems every day. So you can actually visit the Accent Publishing's blog and see all the different poems that are posting from this year.
So poetry is alive and well in Lexington.
Very alive and well. I think there are almost 200 people signed up this year for Lex Pomo.
And of course, an ideal suggestion for someone interested in reading those poems or getting involved is one of the anthologies from previous years. And you've got the 2014 one there. That one's dubbed This Wretched Vessel, I think.
Yes. Yeah. And the title of the anthology actually comes from a line in one of the poems that was contributed by Jude Lally. So it's the title is drawn from that. And any poet who posted at least 5 poems through the course of the month had one of their poems selected by Hap Houlihan and Chris McCurry and Robin Rahija were the 3 editors of the anthology this past year.
Any Jay McCoy submissions in there?
There is.
You can check out the Jay McCoy poems.
And, right.
You've also got the 2013 anthology as well if people want to check that one out. What's that one called?
Her Limestone Bones, which is the 2013 one, which was the first year of the writing challenge of Lexington Poetry Month. So it's one we keep all of these in stock at the bookshop, so they're always around and available.
Well, talk a little bit about your own experience doing it then. Was it a challenge to do 30 days worth of poems?
It is. It is. But it's become, now being the third year of it, it's one of those that it's a welcome addition to June to be able to focus on generating new work. It's rewarding in that you're with 100-plus people that are doing the same exact thing you are. And you get to see their work as they're producing it. And probably the best thing of it is that it's not that polished, overworked stuff that people spend a lot of time on. This is something that what you're seeing on the blog is what's been generated that day or the day before with that. So you're seeing very new, very fresh stuff.
All right. Jay McCoy, poetry maestro at Morris Bookshop. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All past episodes of Bookmarks are available at our website, wuky.org.